This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Use, do whatever you want. We don't. None. The only reality, true reality of this life is what? Everything in this life is a possibility, true or false, except one thing. Death. Yaqeen. That's why Allah called it yaqeen in the Quran. Certainty. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah said this at the last verse of Surah Al-Hijr. Worship your Lord till you face yaqeen. Certainty, it's actually death. So quickly, my beautiful sisters and my dear brothers, quickly work for Allah. Move everything in your life, whatever He gave you, to make it an act of worship. He gave you the best children, use this to get to Jannah. He gives you children which is a struggle, use it to go to Jannah. Gives you beauty, use it to Jannah. Gave you power, use it to Jannah. Whatever He gave you, use it to hasana. So you will end up bi-idhnillah in Jannah. Number 8, right we are? Yes. What is time for you? If somebody asks you this abstract question, can I ask you that? No? Yes? Bismillah? How you say, if I come and I say, you know what, this is my first time meeting Muslims, and I have a question for you. I was like, okay, let's see what she's going to ask. And I'm going to say, what is time for a Muslim? What does time mean for a Muslim? Who can answer me? Anybody? So time is amana, is a trust. I'm sorry? It's a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Currency? What do you mean? I know what you mean, but I want everyone to understand it. Time is what? It's a currency. What does it mean? It's what? So it's like your bank savings. It's your currency for the akhirah. I like that. What is time? This side. This side is much more active. I don't know what's wrong with this side. Why? We may have to change. Fine. Bismillah. This side. I'm sorry? Unlimited resource? Limited resource? I'm sorry. Limited? Okay. So limited resource. طيب. Huh? I can't hear you. Ni'mah. It's a blessing. All the time? Can be a ni'mah, huge blessing, and it can be a huge not ni'mah. What else? I'm still waiting for one answer. I didn't hear it. Everything you answered is correct. There's one answer I'm waiting for. I am a non-Muslim. I'm asking you, tell me, what is time for a Muslim mean? One person. Opportunity, we heard it's like a currency, huh? I will be asked about. I will be asked about the time. Time. How many places in the Quran Allah made an oath with the time? Wal asr, huh? Wal fajr, isn't that the time? وَاللَّيْلِ وَالشَّمْسِ, isn't that times all? Sometime, yani one of them is like وَالْعَصْرِ is a time, but الشَّمْسِ reflect day, night reflect the night. Why did he made this oath? Especially وَالْعَصْرِ. Why? When do you make an oath? This is how you ask yourself. When you read the Quran, you all have to ask, questions, not your audubillah questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are saying, what are you teaching me? Why did you put wal asr? Why didn't you say something else? When do you use oath? When the oath is important. Wal fajr, wa layalin ashr, it's going to come next month. The 10 nights. Time. It's my asset. It is the, if I want to say this, the thing that Allah gave me that will take me to Jannah straight or will take me out of Jannah straight. So the first thing is, as a Muslim, I need to look at time. Why time? Because I am limited. I have limited time here. How often we say, I don't have time. How often? All the time. Jazakallah khair. All the time, I don't have time. Right? True. All the time. I wish the day is 28 hours. Right? I wish the year is 13 months. And if it was 13, I wish it was 14. I need to look at time as my investment. Time is an investment. I will see the benefits. I will see the return of my investment. If you want to use the words that the money people use, where will I see the return of my time? There. And that's why Allah made the oath. Because it is something, take me straight to Jannah. He wants to remind me anew. Pay attention to time. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Everything, every human being is a loser. Except. You all know the verses. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Believe, do good deed. Tawasaw bil sabri wa tawasaw bil haq. They practice patient and they help each other to do the truth. What does this has to do with al-qalb al-salim? The person who has qalb al-salim, they look, they are so miser with their time, more than the person who is so stingy, miser with their money. Anybody in this room know somebody who is very miser? Right? What do they do? Tell them to donate $10. They're so keen about their money, right? They calculate, they think, this is too expensive. No, I'm wasting this. I can get the same thing with much less money. Do you hear that? Yeah, we don't need this, right? If you tell them, well, we're going to go for dinner, I can eat in the house. The person with al-qalb al-salim, now we're making the connection. The person with al-qalb al-salim, the pure heart, they are so worried about their time, way more than the stingiest person worried about their money. Is this clear? Let's take examples. Bismillah. Are you ready to be hit hard? Bismillah. How much we waste our time? Again, this side. This side, mashallah, tabarakallah. This side, perfect. Like they know it all. Huh? I'll give you an example. True example again. So I had this lady with me, helping me. We had guests coming. And she said, how can I help you? I said, you know what? Why don't you make a salad and I'm going to make something else. Okay? The woman is making salad. I personally do salads. And everything has to have time. I'm cooking, finish the first recipe, finish the second recipe. She's chopping. And I looked and I said, 45 minutes to do a salad? I'm a friend, so I was joking. I was like, if I'm going to spend 45 minutes doing a salad, I will not eat salad or I will order salad. That's waste. One of the first things I was taught, may Allah reward everyone who taught me, They said, if anything takes 5 minutes to do, and you do it in 7 minutes, you're wasting, and Allah will ask you. It was a scary statement for a student of knowledge, but I needed to hear it. So this is for everybody. You have to be so careful about your time, because time is my investment. I just shared with you the imam who spent 4 hours, right, in salah. What an investment. And how many hours we spend in other things. In general, scholars of the hearts will tell you, your day needs to be divided into 4 parts. So don't think you only have to do worship. That's not reality. Part of it, it's usually 4. Part of it is you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. You with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of it for making your living. So if you are working, or you have you work outside the house, or you work inside the house, doesn't matter. Make your living. Because we as Muslims, we need to be independent, take care of ourselves. We cannot have all the Muslims worship Allah only, and who's going to feed us? So these are the two. Then you have the two. Part of it is with people who's going to bring you closer to Allah. We human beings by nature love to be with people. Why? What is the name of the human being in Arabic? I want to hear it. Insan, right? What's the origin of insan? Uns. And then uns is solace with somebody. By nature, human beings is not the nature to be alone. The nature is to be with people. Whether these days people are real people or people virtual. But we are by nature, Allah created us to be with people. That's why Allah created Hawa to Sayyidina Adam. So part of your day is with people. What is the fourth part now? So people, including family, including friends, but this needs to be divided equally. What is the fourth one? Yourself reflecting on you, me, our journey, where I am, reflecting on Allah creation, reflecting on my mistakes, reflecting on my good deeds, reflecting. And taking care of yourself also. So 4 parts. One with Allah. One with my dunya. I need to take care of my dunya. I need to work. I need to make money. I need to be independent. All this, fine. Part with people. And part with you. Normally, look at this 4 and tell me. Including the sleep goes in here. Tell me reality. From these 4, where are we? What's the percentages? I don't hear anything. So what is the ratio? What is the ratio of me and Allah and the ratio of me and my work? The ratio of me with people and the ratio of me with me. I leave it to you. لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. Your own self has a right upon you. People has right upon you. Allah has right upon you. And making a living has a right. 12, 16 hours working. What's left? What's left? Not enough energy to breathe. Let alone to reflect. To pray properly. Take care of the people. Balance. Balance. What did Allah say in Surah Al-Rahman? Al-Rahman, علم القرآن, خلق الإنسان, علمه البيان, الشمس والقمر بحسبان, والنجم والشجر يسجدان, والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان. Scale. ألا تطغوا في الميزان. Don't tilt the scale. Again, our problem, humanity, not only Muslims, is we have tilted the scale. Either I spend most of my time taking care of myself, or most of the time working, a lot of the time complaining, too much time with people. There's no balance. Not even balance in the days, Yani. Someday I have to work more. Okay, in the day that I don't have to work more, will I bring the balance back? That's for you. Qalb al-Salim is where there is balance in the time. Balance in the time. And make the time the investment. This is the, to me, in this day and age, this is the most important one. I have seen people, subhanAllah, for their time. I learned one thing which I have not learned before. 20 minutes nap. Most of the teachers, female, who they taught me, that's what they do. I say, 20 minutes nap, yani bismillah, and then I woke up. They said, yeah, more than enough. It will give you the energy. Try it. 20 minutes. If they are in the car and they are not driving, they're doing something beneficial. There's no phone call. Just, hi, how are you? What's going on? And on and on. The phone call has to be serving something, helping people, serving something, teaching something, something for my bank account of the Akhirah. Number 9. Are you tired? You're really? I hope you're not making this up just to make me happy. I don't think so. Like, the 9-1. Okay, another question. Because the question makes you think. When you finish your salah, and I bring the example of salah because this is something we all know. When you finish, let's say we're going to go for dhuhr. And then when I finish, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. What's the worries when I go back and think of salah? Normally, what do we say? Alhamdulillah, I prayed. Alhamdulillah, I'm in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, I did jama'ah, right? How often me and you and us think of the following question? What quality of salah I did? What did I present to Allah? What quality? Who think and worry about the quality of the deed, not the deed? Show me hands. The quality. Not too bad. How about Ramadan, the fasting? Did we say, Alhamdulillah, I fasted the month, Alhamdulillah? Did I say, the usual, 30 days of no food and no drink? But the quality, the person of Al-Qalb al-Saleem worries about the quality of the deed, not only doing the deed. And the quality include the following, for those of you who said yes. Number 1, was it pure for Allah? Did you do it to the best of your ability? Did you do it following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Did you do it with ihsan, utmost excellence? Look at the next 2. And if you remember this, it will change your life. Do you look at what you did, a good deed, that this is a favor Allah gave you? I didn't do it. It's not because of me. It's he favored me with this. يَشْهَدُ مِنَّةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. You say, Ya Rabbi, لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. You made me fast. Ya Allah, لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. You brought me here. Ya Rabbi, لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. You made me stand up and teach. And the last one, you look how much you could have done it better. You know when we do this all the time? When we cook. Honestly, you all do that. We cook, let's say if you're baking a cake. The first thing when the cake comes out from the oven and you turned it, what do you look at? Shape. Should be better. There's a little bit dent here. I want it to be, what is that? You're looking at the shortcomings, that I could have done it better. And then if you are going to put frosting and you're going to put whatever you're going to garnish it with, you keep looking at it. and you move it. Why do they turn it? Why do they, you put it on a round and then you turn so you see all the corners. Looks good. Let me do this, let me do that. The person of Al-Qalb al-Saleem looks at the deeds they do with Allah with this. It wasn't the best. I could have done the salah a little bit more. I could have said the dhikr. Now again, this is high levels. But at least let's start with the beginning. I'll give you one practical example. How many of you time their salah? Time the salah. You entered, it was 1 o'clock. And then when you finish, you said 1:05. And you say, that's it? 5 minutes? Versus you're going to say, I'm going to do 15 minutes salah. So I'm going to do my ruku' longer. I'm going to do my sujood. And you're going to start counting. I'm going to do Subhana Rabbi al-Azim 15 times. I'm going to do Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 20 times. Whatever it is. The more you worry about the quality, what are you presenting to Allah, then I did it, then your qalb is sareem. Because your qalb is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 10, there's two more only left. And then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me number one able to do it. The number 10, the qalb is sareem is saleem, salim, sound, healthy from anything that Allah does not love. Nothing in that heart. If I take the heart out of the person who has qalb al-saleem and I look at it, nothing in there that Allah doesn't love. Let's do some exercise of the Quran. What does Allah doesn't love? Give me examples from the Quran. Inna Allah la yuhib. Allah does not love what? Al-zalimeen. Those who practice injustice. Do you? Of course you're going to say no. Really? Really? So when your friend that you really love say something and you don't like that, you just say, you know what? She didn't mean it. And the person who sits next on this other side, you don't like her. She said exactly the same. Right? And you say, uh-huh. See? I told you. That's why I don't like her. That's injustice. You have two scales. It's the same word. لا يحب الظالمين. The children. It's a huge problem, Hadi. Children. Especially when the child, one of them is really easygoing and help you. And the other one is, we call it their high maintenance. You know what that means? That's a very common phrase in the United States. High maintenance means a difficult person in general. Even with patients. Sometimes like, oh, that's a high maintenance patient. Meaning I have to be more patient, I have to be... When you have these two children, do you treat them fairly? 100%? And if I open that heart, I'll find in it everything Allah says, yuhib. Allah loves those who are truthful. يُحِبُّ الصَّادِقِينَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Those who are forgiving, who give, does everything with excellence. That's the heart. Everything in it that Allah loves and everything that Allah doesn't love. And I'm going to share this hadith. I love this hadith. It's an Imam Ahmad. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, which one is the best person? Which of the people is best? Who is? Can anyone answer? I'm sorry? One person, I'm sorry. So small deed continuously? You're referring to another hadith. Now this is, the question is, who's the best person? If I ask you here, who's the best person? I'm going to say the person who obey Allah, the person who does this, the person who, mashallah, does all this charity, whatever, right? He said two qualities. One is related to the heart, that's why we're talking about. He said, and I say it in Arabic, كُلُّ مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ صَدُوقُ اللِّسَانِ صَدُوقِ اللِّسَانِ He said, everyone who is two criteria, look at yourself, don't look at anybody, pure of heart, and truthful in speech. They said, we know truthful in speech. That's easy. What is this pure heart? مخموم القلب. This is the word he said in Arabic, which is a hard word. What is this pure heart? They want a real, you know, as we say, one of the bottom line. And he said, and he gave it to us. And let's see you. He said, مخموم القلب, the pure heart, is التقي النقي, the person who is pious. The heart is absolutely pure. And they said, what is that? He said, doesn't have the following. No sin, no injustice, no anger, no envy. Let's say it one more time. Truthful in tongue. Hopefully that's easy. Now come here. Nobody knows except him, Subhana. I have no idea what is in your heart. You have no idea what is in my heart. Only him. Four things. The heart is pious. That's your relationship with him. And the heart is pure. That's relationship with people. No anger. No hatred. No jealousy. At all. And don't. And there is nothing next to it says, it depends what they did. Did you see it? Now you're laughing, all of you. So alhamdulillah, you got it. No sin, no injustice, no envy, no anger. Then you have a pure heart. If you say to yourself or to somebody, I can't forgive her. You don't know what she did to me. Your heart, pure heart is in process. Or you say, you don't know what he did to me. He stole my money. He took the company from me. Right? He hurted my daughter. He did this and this and this and this to my daughter. I can never forgive him. That doesn't mean you love him. We are human. But I am not going to say I will never forgive him. SubhanAllah, with a very dear friend to me. Her daughter was going through divorce. And it was a hard one. And I mediated between them. And the man really, and please forgive me, brothers, but really the man was very unfair. SubhanAllah. And he ruined her as a woman. And SubhanAllah, and the wife didn't say much. She was very, and mashallah. But the mother, her mother says, I can't forgive what he did to my daughter. And I said, how does Allah forgive us then? What did we do to him? How much he gave us. And we disobey him, right and left. Right? And we do things he doesn't like. And he still give us. So look at your heart. If you still can say, I can't forgive him. Or when the picture of that person comes in front of you, there's still feelings here. You know what I'm saying? Then you're not there yet. The last but not the least. You follow the sunnah of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to the letter. You don't say it's just sunnah. And I think we talked about it. And he took the hand of Abu Umama, and he was one of the Sahaba, and he said, Abu Umama al-Bahili, he said, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam took my hand, and he said, from the believers, there is some who their hearts are lenient to me. Hearts, their hearts are close to me. And he said, what is that? He said, they follow my sunnah. Don't you belittle the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't you say it's just a sunnah. On the contrary, Ya Allah, make me follow his sunnah in every bit. Somebody recently said, I'm going to go and do hijama. You know hijama? Yes, everybody? The hijama cupping. And they said, why? I said, no reason. Sunnah. I loved it. Because the person who was doing the hijama for them, they said, do you have any problem? He says, no. He said, then why are you doing it? It's sunnah. He used to do it. I want to do it. Then the heart is saleem. Your heart is saleem. The last but not the least. No, actually, this was the last one. Summary. So I'm going to give you the summary. Bismillah. It's going to be points. that stick home with you. The sound heart is the following. The heart. Please forgive me. Heart. All the worry is about Allah. And this is going to be all. The word all is going to come in every point. All the worry is about Allah. All the love is for Allah. All the intention is for Allah. All his body or her body for Allah. All the deeds for Allah. Sleeping for Allah. Waking up for Allah. Talking about Allah more beloved than talking about anything else. All his thoughts roam around what pleases Allah. فَكُلُّهُ بِاللَّهِ. The whole heart is by Allah, for Allah, and with Allah. All the heart is by Allah, for Allah, and لِلَّهِ, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart walks always with Allah, away from people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this. Ya Rabbi Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who will stand in front of Him with a pure heart. Make this dua for yourself. Make it for your family. Make it for all the brothers and sisters. Allah will, this is not hard for Allah. Maybe hard for you and me, but it's not hard whatsoever for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.